From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The UN leader lays blame for the halt in the Syrian peace talks. An international donor conference aimed at raising at least $7 billion in humanitarian funds for Syrians affected by the five-year civil war there has opened in London. The United Nations-led conference brings together governments, humanitarian aid organizations, and civil society groups to discuss getting immediate help to nearly 5 million Syrians who have fled to Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and elsewhere, and to create a long-term strategy to aid them in rebuilding their lives, including education and jobs. The UN is seeking an additional $1.2 billion to help the affected nations develop response plans to the deal with the scores of refugees. The start of the conference is taking place just hours after the United Nations called off the Syrian peace talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon laid blame on that on two major situations.
It is deeply disturbing that the initial steps of the talks have been undermined by the continuous lack of sufficient humanitarian access and by a sudden increase of aerial bombings and military activities within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry demanded Thursday that Russia stop bombing the Syrian opposition, implicitly blaming Moscow for the collapse in the peace talks. Speaking in London, Kerry said he had called the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for a robust discussion. In Geneva Wednesday, UN envoy Stefan de Mistura suspended attempts to begin a dialogue between Bashar al-Assad's regime and the Syrian opposition. This is VOA News. There's a new survey out that reveals a sharp difference between Democrats and Republicans on how the next president of the United States should discuss Islamic extremism. The Pew Research study found 65% of Republicans, or those who lean Republican, want President Barack Obama's successor to speak bluntly about Islamic extremism, even if the statements are critical of Islam as a whole. However, 70% of Democrats, or those who lean Democratic, think the next president should speak more carefully. Overall, though, about half of all Americans want the next president not to denounce Islam as a whole when talking about Islamic extremism. The survey, which was conducted last month, also found that nearly half of those also asked believe that some Muslim citizens hold anti-American attitudes, including 11% who believe that most or almost all U.S. Muslims are anti-American. Yemeni tribal officials say a prominent al-Qaeda leader was killed in a drone strike overnight, along with three others in the southern province of Abyan. Jalal Baliedi headed al-Qaeda in the province and led major attacks, including the beheading of soldiers, according to officials. Washington considers al-Qaeda's Yemen branch to be the most dangerous offshoot of the network. The group is blamed for a number of unsuccessful bomb plots aimed at Americans, including an attempt to bring down a U.S.-bound airliner with an explosive hidden in the bomber's underwear. There is growing concern about the complexity facing health officials on controlling the spread of the Zika virus, given the revelation this week that the disease was passed on by sexual conduct in the southwest U.S. state of Texas. Christian Lindmeier, a World Health Organization spokesman in Geneva, says such a transmission is still considered rare.
The ways of transmission have to be strongly looked into. Any possible sources of infection for the Zika virus have to be studied carefully. There are many ways which could be a transmission could happen, although right now the vast majority of cases are done by mosquito bites, of course. We do know that the virus stays in the blood for a certain while. We don't even know the exact time.
The WHO, which declared a global public health emergency over the Zika virus Monday, said at least 26 countries in the Americas have the outbreak. Latin American health ministers, faced with the potential of millions of infections, met in Uruguay Wednesday to discuss coordination of efforts. And the Florida state governor, Rick Scott, Wednesday declared a public health emergency there in four counties with travel-related cases of Zika. And at least two U.S. airlines, United and Delta, are giving their flight crews the option of avoiding travel to infected areas. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.